Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139. Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Waking up and rolling with it one day at a time. And County. I'm gone. All right. Hello, everyone. We're a few minutes late this morning. Had a little bit of malfunction of equipment. We've got everything straightened out. Welcome everyone in here to our show this morning. And Mr. Kevin Dawson's here with me this morning. We've got a few things to talk about. And also we've got to talk a little bit about what's going on here at the courthouse. I'll do a little history of, since we started this this journey we've been on the last little bit. Do what, Randy? Up? Okay, how's that? All right. I think we're still making adjustments, but I think we've got everything okay now. But we want to thank the folks that make this possible. That is the Chamber of Commerce, Three Star Committee, and all the great folks that advertise here. But we're ready to get started. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Thomas. Good to be here, as always.
Yeah. Sometimes we run into a little technical difficulties.
Well, technology is a wonderful thing as long as it's working. When it's not, it's pretty frustrating.
Of course, most of what we got is old technology.
That's true.
We should. We have probably forgotten how to use some of that. where we got. What's her name that tells us how to do everything anymore?
well, Siri or Alexa. Yeah, this AI is getting pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, I'm looking. Maybe we'll be famous enough one of these days, somebody will clone our voices and make them $1 million, and we'll sue them for half of it.
There you go.
But it's great to be here this morning, and got a good show lined up here. Kevin, why don't you start out?
I'll do that, and I've got a good topic for us to start with, I believe. All the folks that we're involved in have pulled off another great show here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Congratulations on the second installment of the Lola Jean tribute. That was a really, really good show last weekend.
Yes, it was. And if you missed that, folks, you really missed something. And, of course, you know, we keep looking at things to do, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about this at the end of the show, toward the end. And that is this coming Saturday night, we have a free called the Sacred Jubilee, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I know, Kevin, let's back up and kind of, you know, it's been a while. Fill the folks in on, you know, what we've been doing since we, you know, we set a goal to begin with. That was to turn this old courthouse. We had two objectives, and that one of those was to create a roly-hole marble museum. And the other one was the major building itself, that it would become the Clay County Performing Arts Center.
Right.
And, Performing Arts and Cultural Center.
Right.
Where we would, you know, kind of hone in on some of the culture here and around Clay County.
And hats off to you for doing that, Thomas. And let's face it, one of the big things, one of the reasons that you've been able to pull these things off and other folks working with you is money. I mean, we can say whatever we want to, but think about all the money that has been funneled into the restoration of the physical building itself and for the upstairs. Folks, if you have not been to the historic Clay County Courthouse in a while, upstairs, you would be very surprised at what it looks like now, what all's up there. I never thought I'd see a curtain that went the width of the building up there, you know, the width of the courtroom, and you brought in and I think that's one of the coolest things about it all is bringing in some of the old Salina High School auditorium seats and putting them in upstairs. For those of us that went to the old building, that's a pretty big deal. And you've actually been able to add some space in the downstairs part of the courthouse too, so your capacity is, what, 20 people probably or more than what it once was?
We nearly had a catastrophe with that the other night, though, when I did a little remodeling on a couple of benches so we could scoot them back farther and get them in. And in doing that, one of those had kind of over the years, those things are probably 100 years old, too, but one of those cracked in the middle. So we've been spending time this week making sure that doesn't happen again.
I heard about that.
We'd had a couple of the pews that had set up on the the stage in the way forever. And, you know, after the, we thought we were going to lose seating by putting the curtain in, but we gained a couple of rows.
Right.
And but with that, but, you know, going all the way back, Kevin, we started this with a grant from the historical, State Historical Society. I think it was maybe $16,000, I believe, to look at the electrical wire. This started out as kind of a thing to make the building safe. Of course, it actually started out when the county court moved out, and all at once they started kind of using this old building as a storage place.
Right.
And when I volunteered to take this chore on, I looked in here and it was just stacked up with old chairs, benches, tables, everything in the world, and it took a month just to get things out of here. And we still had a lot of the old court records stored up in the back up there, which needed to get in a, you know, a much safer, more environmentally sound place. We got all that out, and then the first thing we came along was to upgrade the major wiring in here.
Mm-hmm.
We still had a lot of wiring that had had some of the old-fashioned wiring in there that couldn't stand a lot. And then over the years, we had run hundreds of feet of twisted power cable and useless electric lines that weren't being used. So that money was used to kind of shore up the electricity in here. And then with the help of Mr. Mark Dudney over at the Upper Conwell Development District, we started concentrating on trying to get the windows done. But we were working with a limited, very limited amount, very small budget, and we have managed to get six of the windows done down here, and then the big picture window upstairs, which was a major project.
And you know, Thomas, you call that window a window, but that's actually like, what is it? There's 30 or 40 panels to that one big window.
Right.
So it's not just one, it is one big window, but it's all those little small individual panels. I counted them one time and I can't remember how many there are.
Well, you know, that was kind of an awakening too, because, you know, when I got the first bid on windows, I was thinking, you know, that would be each window opening. But each window opening down here, I think there's four that has single windows in it. But the rest of them have two windows in there.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I think the price was like $2,500 per window. And I thought, that's not too bad for, you know,
that's per pane, basically,
was
it?
For each pane.
Right.
But, you know, we managed to get quite a few of those done. And this year, I know we've got, I came up with the Adopt a Window program. We picked up some extra money that we can match some grants with, plus we have some money. And we're going to be able to, I know, completely finish downstairs. The two windows on each end where the old offices used to be, that the windows were actually butchered and the ends of them cut, bottoms of them cut off. How to get those done. So, you know, so we're making quite a bit of headway on that, on getting the windows. And, of course, the windows upstairs, the big windows up there, they're not going to be hard to restore because they're at that open end, which means you don't have to climb the wall to get to them.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of made a little change up there. But, you know, we're making progress on these things. And I know this year we applied for, I know I got a notice from the Arts Commission saying that they had a maximum up to $100,000 for converting, making the building safe for use as the Cultural Center and the Marble Museum. So
And having said that, Thomas, let's remind everybody to follow the historic Clay County Courthouse and the Rolling Hill Marble Museum on Facebook.
And also there is a website for the historic Clay County Courthouse.
Exactly.
That has all kinds of information. I know we get quite a few hits on it. And the historic Facebook site, we've got maybe 600 or 800 followers on that keep up with things going on here in the county. And, of course, we try to advertise when we have things going on there, which is, you know, the way we got to get things out anymore. But I know with the grant, Ms. Hannah Carroll over at the Upper Tacoma Development District helped me write that out, and we kind of decided that we wouldn't be greedy and ask for all the $100,000. This was a non-matching grant. So we asked for $85,000 and got that. And then about a month ago, I got a note of a phone call from the director down at the Arts Commission is saying that we were qualified now if we want to ask for the other $15,000. So we,
that's great.
And now we're looking at, you know, we have the floors finished down here. We have the doors where all the doors open and close. And as Kevin said, that upstairs is turned into our Performing Arts Center. And now we're looking at a couple of more things. One is shoring up the old bathrooms. I know, you know, we can't modernize them because of the location they're in. The four walls down there are poured concrete.
Right.
A lot of the plumbing has to be exposed, but, you know, putting in new facilities down there, new fixtures, you know, cleaning everything up, making sure that it stays clean, making sure it's usable. But, of course, they are not ADA accessible. But, get by with that because we don't have required meetings here anymore. And we, you know, if we get to the point where we really need to, I know some of the folks have brought in a few porta potties, but I know we, the other night at our show, we had one bathroom open, the women's bathroom, but we had to make a special announcement saying that it was unisex tonight, so be careful when you go down, leave the door open, and when you come back up, close it. So, and I think that worked out okay. But, you know, we've got some other things we've got to get done. We're looking at right now the bathrooms and also all of the old asbestos ceiling tiles.
Right.
We're looking at covering them up with a 1x12 tongue and groove board, and we don't know for sure exactly if we're going to paint it or just leave it natural or something like that. And also, we still have the job of repairing all the plaster here inside the courthouse itself. So, you know, slowly but surely, and I do know that we had a meeting the other day and there was an announcement, I haven't seen it on it yet, but now that the legislature is setting aside a special program for the upkeep and restoration of the historic old courthouses in Tennessee. So things are definitely looking up. Let's take a little break, Kevin, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity, and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Kevin, I'm going to let you take over as the moderator this morning for a few minutes.
Okay, that'd be great. Well, you know, back to the musical performance Saturday night, the second tribute to Lola Jean, and hate that she was not able to be with us, but it was a good tribute, and I hope she maybe has been able to see part of it.
I know we had some folks that did some live broadcasts.
Yes.
I'm sure she was able to see those.
We did. It really good show. You had it divided into three great sets. You know, there was the first set with the various singers and the house band, and the house band's really good bunch too. I know you've worked with them. And then the second set was Brimstone Creek, and then we had Cherokee and Mr. McLaren for the third set. Alex, just a good show, but I want to go a little bit behind the scenes here, Thomas, if you don't mind. I don't know whether they call you the director or producer or director slash producer. That's probably better. Walk us through what all has to take place, what all you do in your capacity as a director to make one of these shows happen. What's your start? Well, I guess the starting point is the idea for what kind of a show it's going to be.
But, you know, on this thing, the idea I've always had, I know through my research, you know, I enjoy looking up music and finding things that are kind of obscure, and, you know, looking through all of it, you know, Lola Jean's, I guess, the song she had written and had been recorded by a major artist, and so far I think we found about 48 songs. And of course, and they range from, you know, When the Tingle Becomes a Chill and Today All Over Again, which were top 10 songs, and also some other top 10 songs from many years ago that most people didn't even know about. And you'll try to, you know, get all those and put them on a zip drive, and then find a group of musicians that are willing to tackle these, because, like I said, some of them, it's hard to find the lyrics to. It was, you know, but... And once we found all the zip drive, you know, all the audio files, which, you know, help things out, and I went to, I don't know, a couple, three different groups, and most of them, you know, they said, no, that we don't know about this. But then Mr. Danny Scott and Anthony Ballou and I guess Paul Cundy were kind of the core of a band that I think they're called the... Star Mountain Band, I believe, maybe.
But there's five members of the house band that were here. They're not all part of the same group, right?
No,
you're
no.
Pulling folks in from different places.
Yeah, I know we had Tom Mack, who's an excellent keyboard player. He lives over in Cookeville, and I think he works some in the studios here with Andy Smith over at Steelhouse Studios.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a connection here. And then another... rhythm guitarist and also a vocalist, Mr. Danny Kendall, who just happens to be Lola Jean's first cousin. So, you know, and he was part of the band. So it put together, and they called themselves the CC Riders. And once I had a band and a name nailed down, I actually applied for a grant from the State Museum called the Troubadour Grant that would allow us to get a grant to pay the band.
Right.
So that, you know, we didn't have to worry about making enough money to pay the band, which is something we...
that's a big plus. Though.
Yes, it is. Now, you know, that's something that we really never have worried that much about, because normally, you know, we just had folks that volunteered. But when you start looking at, you know, completely learning new things and putting together just a few more members of the band. I know the show the year before, we had three of the most amazing musicians. That was the Cantor family from down in Macon County, and they were tremendous, but they had kind of drifted away from doing much of anything. But, you know, when I had those guys, that zip drive, it had like 40-something songs on it to choose from. And the next thing, you know, we tried to find our local vocalist.
Well, I started to say, what's that process? How do you recruit the folks to do these songs?
Well, you know, some of them I can remember from our old high school shows. a couple of them.
Let's go back there. People may or may not know or remember you've been involved in doing this for, well, let me think how old I am. I guess you were involved in our original Hee-Haw show.
We started back with 72, 3, somewhere along
You've been at it not quite 50 years, but close to it, doing these off and on for different folks.
And, you know, of course, a lot of folks have come through. And when, through the years, through our Christmas shows, we still have used, you know, some of our local people. You know, like Craig Overtree, Wendell Cherry played. You know, we just had folks that we knew that were good vocalists then. But this year we had Miss Beverly Reagan Murphy, who actually works over at the Chamber, and she has been working with, you know, local bands singing vocal years.
Right.
So that recruited her, and then we had a lady up in Metcalf County that was going to do one set of vocals. Well, when we had to postpone the show, it interfered with a family vacation in Hawaii, so we lost out on that one. So we picked up a young lady from up in Cumberland County. Anthony found her. Her name was Martha Agan.
Now, and she led off the show.
Yeah, she led the show off. And then Mr. Charlie Goad, who's our local electrician, handyman at all things, came in, did a couple of numbers. And then we had Lisa Walker, who did a tremendous job. And then Danny Kendall, like I said, he did a couple of numbers.
Right.
And, you know, in this music range, we had one rollicking song in here that actually, if you've ever listened to it, just go online and try to find it. It's called Bottoms Up, which she wrote, which is a beer-drinking song about a fella who just lost his job, which is a, you know, really, really upbeat thing. And those things, you know, her music ranged from that to all the way back to the song that was played at her funeral, that is Who's Gonna Miss Me. And the range in between there, people like Cal Smith had a song that we did that. But then with the Bluegrass Bunch, you know, I listened to that music, and I thought, well, you know, there's a couple of three songs here that'll adapt to Bluegrass pretty
right.
good.
And they did really well.
And they found one especially called Rock Me Back to Little Rock, which was just a full Bluegrass thing. And then they did the Vacation, I believe, which is, you know, one of the comedy things. And let's see, I was trying to think what the other one was they did.
Oh, they did You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
The other Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. And everybody's recorded that. Everybody from... I can't think of the female vocalist, but Vince Gill. And
Cindy
then,
Lauper was did
yeah,
that
Cindy
duo.
Lauper.
Yeah, and that's an odd
combination. And then, you know, the last one was a vocal solo by our singing highway patrolman, Mr.
Right.
Bill Pierce.
Pierce.
So, I mean, and, of course, the last part of the show was part of them. And then, I guess, Cherokee and Addict came on and did a vocal and accompanying themselves on guitars, and if you weren't here, you really couldn't believe how well that sounded. It sounded like we were in a big fancy music room somewhere, where they, you know, they sat down close to the microphone and had an enjoyable few minutes of singing with each other.
Well, I was able to record a high quality video just from the balcony where we were sitting. I mean, the sound was good. It was all good.
Well, of course, we're going to need to put all those together. We had a new camera, and Anthony Westmoreland. We couldn't get our camera working in time.
More technical difficulties.
So we use phones, and we've got some. And if anyone took any videos, we're getting, golly, Kevin, we're moving right along, aren't we?
We are. Probably time for a break again.
Yes, it is. So let's take a little short break. Before we do that, let's see. I want to do a little birthday list here. Folded up here somewhere or another.
Well, we can find that in the meantime and do that first thing back, I guess, right?
Okay. But we do have our birthday gift for today, but we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity, and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We now have a birthday list here. Mr. Kenny Meadows celebrated a birthday. Mr. Parker Donaldson and Angela Reagan celebrated birthdays. Ms. Wanda Daniels celebrating a birthday. Ms. Cherie Ann Denton and Mr. Mike Barlow. And then Ms. Liz Brown has called in David Pitcock and Sherry Pitcock with birthdays. And we appreciate all the folks that are calling in. And the birthday prize this week is a gift certificate down to Teddy Lou's Bakery. And we'll do just a little short thing here about Teddy Lou's Bakery. Of course, they're located here on the square in Salina, and they have just all kinds of baked food, and they do bake fresh every day, what they have here. And they have everything, donuts, cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, fresh bread, cookies, and they have something here called a kolache. And if you're not familiar with that, That is something that was made somewhere up north or Texas or somewhere or another by folks that didn't know how to make a breakfast biscuit.
I'll endorse those. They're really good.
But it's something we'd never had here before.
No.
I think
no.
They introduced that here. And then also during the day they have like soups, chicken salad, tuna salad, sandwiches. And also now they are a bakery and they take orders. They'll make cakes, bread, just about anything you want. I mean, they are generously volunteered for the next couple of weeks. They're going to be giving away a gift certificate for the next 2 weeks down at the bakery. So go down there and patronize those folks. With that, Kevin?
Well, before we go on, Thomas, we might mention our listeners may have heard a lot of sirens just go out.
Yeah.
Folks, we don't know what's happening, but anytime a siren goes by, you know, we hear it very well here. Did see a fire engine go out, but that could be a wreck as well as a fire. Just hope everybody's all right.
Now, on a little bit on the personal side of this, you know, Teddy Lou Rulon and her husband Roger own the place, but Teddy Lou has very, very deep roots in Clay County. Her great-grandfather was Mr. Leslie Walker of the Walker family. So she has all kinds of cousins here, but like I said, they're a great place to come down and sit down during the day and enjoy some sweetening.
Good folks.
Absolutely. Okay, now, Kevin.
Well, back to the musical. We were discussing before the break recruiting singers. Of course, it's not just a matter of recruiting singers. It's matching singers up with particular songs, too. How do you approach somebody?
Well,
say, hey, will you be a part of this?
Over the years, you know, I had heard, you know, Beverly sitting over to us, sometimes she'd come loose with something that kind of sounded like Loretta Lynn type music. But then also when you do that, you kind of try to think of something that, you know, that their voice actually fits what they've been doing. But then you try to come up with a little something for them that's kind of a surprise, that you think that their voice is, adaptable to, that they've never thought of. And that's, we did that with a number of the songs, because I know that Martha, one of the two songs was, one of them was I'll Kiss My Wedding Ring Goodbye, which is Donna Owens, which is totally, she was a West Coast country music performer. And, you know, they're just... And of course, you know, some of them I knew from previous things. I know Lisa Walker and her family have performed in our Christmas show forever.
Right.
And I knew that she had a great voice. And I, you know, you throw one that she's familiar with, and she, you know, I really like that. And then you throw the other one out there, and I don't know if I can do this or not. But, you know, everybody did a tremendous job. But it, and then you try to put your show together. I know at the end of the show, we had a little comedy thing with that was with Beverly and her dad, James Reagan.
Right.
They were doing Home Sweet Home.
That was
and
good.
I think most people are familiar with that, where at the end of it, the female vocalist, you know, he goes through all the things that she's doing, and she ain't paid no attention to him probably in years. But when he stands up and says, well, I think I'm just going to leave, and she whips off the house coat and takes the rollers out, and said, well, if you're really serious, I think I'll just get in my pocketbook and go with you. Well, then they walked off stage, and then Cherokee came out and did Who's Gonna Miss Me?
Right.
Which kind of, you know, it kind of ended on that thing there that, you know, that has kind of got to be a song that a lot of folks are using. And she does a tremendous job on that.
And that final song where everybody, including
right.
the house band, came out.
That
was really good.
And when they hit the second verse and they all joined in on it, I mean, it was truly amazing.
Yeah, it was good. It was very, very good. It surely was. Well, back to the courthouse itself, you know, you've been able to replace the floor and get the windows going. What would you say is the next big priority? Continuing the windows, or is there something else that we need to update everybody about?
Well, you know, like I said, the windows thing, we have until, our grant got misplaced in the mail somewhere. We have until September to spend that money. We actually have a $20,000 grant plus our Adopt-a-Window money.
Right.
And we don't know exactly how far we'll be able to go, but we'll be starting on that. But we have some things that have to be done, and the restrooms need to be. And like I said, here in the ceiling here, I think that's going to be one of the things that in the bathrooms have a local folks that are going to be doing those.
Right.
So, you know, that it's we have a lot of things going on, but it seems like, you know, it's kind of slow going on. But, you know, also with the Roly Ho Marble Museum, see, we have a little hold up on the Marble Museum. The State Museum has loaned us the original Bud Garrett marble making machine that I first asked them, since they didn't want to get it out and use it, that if they just give it to us and we get it, you know, redone and everything. And they came back and told me and said, no, we don't want to do that. We'll have it redone. We'll completely redo it, get it, you know, modern, get it taken care of and everything. And we can't give it to you, but we'll loan it to you. And our guy that, you know, that does our restoration work, he says he told us it don't need to be moved around much anymore.
Right.
So that kind of says, you know, it'll probably be here from now on.
Right.
But we've got to get our windows fixed. to secure that room real good before we can get it here. So that's, you know, that kind of takes care of that for a little while.
Absolutely. And you know, the all the work at the Rolly Hole Museum, the courthouse itself, is not the only work going on in terms of preserving history in Clay County right now either. The Clay County Museum of History has received a lot of funding lately. I think the number was $100,000 to help restore the Cordell Hull Law Office, and that's underway already. And in addition to that, they got a grant, and I can't remember the exact dollar amount on that, to add on to the museum itself and to upgrade lighting and bathroom facilities and everything there. So a lot of money coming into the county to help preserve our wonderful history that we have. And we got a lot of it. We really, really do.
Yes, you know, and there's just so many things. You know, like I said, with the Cordell Hull building, I know that the folks up in Pickett County beat us to the only thing they really have to claim Cordell Hull for is that's his birthplace.
He was born there.
But with that thing, and they got their building built, and they wound up, you know, with a whole lot of his artifacts up there. But I think we do have some access to some things down here where we can, you know, bring a few more things of his into our local museum.
Right. But, well, Cordell Hull is one of these figures due to his great stature that everybody tries to claim him. You know,
yeah.
And we're able to do that. It's kind of like the smallmouth bass with Del Hall Lake, you know, us and Pickett and the folks across the line in Kentucky, we all want to lay claim to that and can justifiably do it. But
I think the guy that caught the fish was actually fishing out of Wolf River that morning.
That's the way I've heard it too. Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, that's kind of like our Rolly Hole Marble Museum. It is a joint effort with us and the folks up in Monroe County. And on the Marble Museum, the other day I had a nice donation came in of Mr. L.H. Carr, who lives up in Scottsville, Kentucky, originally from Livingston. He brought me by a rack of 50 flint marbles that he had made.
Well, that's nice.
Beautiful, beautiful marbles.
Right.
And we have those on display here. And I know if you're a marble fan, you may have seen the picture of the hand shooting the marble where he caught the marble in midair.
Right.
That picture was actually taken by Mr. Sonny Parsons over in Livingston, and I received a copy of it framed from Wayne Roden, and I hung it on the wall. Well, it wasn't a few days till Sonny come down by and said, would you mind putting my name on that?
Right.
said it's sort of copyrighted.
Well, yeah, we'll gladly do that.
So I took care of that real quick.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of things going on of a historic nature in Clay County, and that's a good thing. And as we mentioned back earlier, let's face it, a lot of these things, it simply boils down to funding, and we've been very blessed, very fortunate to get that funding in. Thomas, I know it's probably time for another break, and I'm going to have to excuse myself to go to another meeting, but as always, I appreciate the opportunity to come in and gab a little bit and let everybody know what's going on.
Okay, with that, Kevin, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back here in a few minutes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk eChecks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity, and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got a few minutes left, and we want to talk about our Sacred Jubilee, which is coming up here this Saturday night. And we have, like I said, the Clay County Performing Arts Center presents an evening of praise music performed by, beginning with, Mr. Justin Graves and Natalie Kraft, a duet that both have worked, sang together in different types of music throughout the area here. And also Justin, he was the winner of the Tennessee Songwriters Contest here in Salina. And also I think Natalie works with a praise worship service at one of our local churches. And also performing will be Chuck and Cynthia Chitwood. Now, Chuck and Cynthia have been performing in this area for a number of years. They call themselves Nashwood, where they were kind of a little self-contained band with the electronic help of doing lots of all types of music, country music, just various things. But recently, and we had Chuck on here a few weeks ago, he released an EP of 5 self-written sacred songs entitled Jesus View. And they will be performing. And also, we have a group that are the Nesbitt family. And they're a family band, Scott Nesbitt and his wife, Lisa. Their children are Megan, Sarah, and Michael. And their music is it's a melding, as they say, of all many musical forms that have evolved into what they call Messianic Mountain Soul. And I've got a number I'm going to play here in a few minutes with them. And there's, I know that Chuck and also I think the Nesbitts, they have some stuff on YouTube that you can actually go online and see. So, we're looking forward to a great show. It's free. It'll start at 6 o'clock. I'm going to run a couple of hours. And I know if you didn't see the show last week, take the opportunity to come by this week and take a look at what we've got going on here at the courthouse. And right now, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a bit of one of the Nesbitt family songs here, if I can make this thing work like I want it to. Let it all go. Okay. Hope you enjoyed that. that is one of their numbers. Like I said, they are a family band. They're going to be here Saturday night, and the show, of course, will be divided up in our three parts here with each one of them, and they'll be closing out the show. And we, like I said, it's a free show. Come by, and also while you're here, take a chance to, just look around in the courthouse here, see if some of the work we're getting done, and also you can take a tour of the Rolly Home Marble Museum while you're here. And we will, try to have everything ready. And I know also we got a couple more things before we get off here. I know our baseball team and our softball, our girls softball teams are both playing right now, and they're having a pretty good start to their season. And I do know we'll do a special shout out to one of our young ladies that had a game the other night where she pitched all seven innings and gave up one hit and hit a home run herself. That's Miss Baylor Walden. So we'll call her our athlete of the week for this week. And with that, I know we've got also opening up this weekend down at Clay County High School. The FHA folks, they will have their plant greenhouse open to come down by, and you can pick up your annual plants and get those ready to put out since the frost season is just about over. And I also want to remind folks, like we said, that for the next few weeks, we want to have some special birthday gifts from beginning with a couple of our local eating places. So you just be advised of that. And be here in about a couple, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, we're going to do a two-week thing where we're going to be giving away a tremendous birthday prize. We'll be talking a little bit more about that, where we'll put everyone that calls in during that two-week period in a drawing. So just keep that in mind and tell your folks, and keep tuning in to us. I think, once again, we're in home 102.7. Hopefully we'll have 101.5 back up here before long. And I don't know, with that, I think we're just about ready to finish up today. And we'll remind everyone now, of course, with our show, don't take all your money out of town. Spend some of it here. And, we're looking forward to another great season of tourism. We've got, lots of things going on this summer, different shows, different activities. So, just stay alert. And I know we'll be planning some more things here for the Clay County Performing Arts Center. And so, just be alert. And I know we've got car shows coming up in May that are being put on. So, make sure we'll keep giving notifications for that on Facebook site and other places and advertising those. So I need to come out and enjoy those. So those are free except for their last show of the year where they have an actual car show and give away some trophies and prizes. And they have a little entry fee for that. But we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get closer to it. But with that, I guess it's about time we closed everything down here, get everything shut down and put back up. And hopefully we won't have any technical difficulties next week getting started on time. But I really appreciate Mr. Kevin Donaldson coming by, and we appreciate all the folks, great folks that listen to us. And we'll be, of course, again, on tonight at 6 o'clock on a rebroadcast, and these shows will be streamed on the Del Hollow Horizon website by date. So there's lots of chances to listen to them, and if you want to go through and just search through some of those and listen to some of the old shows, you can do that. But with that, I guess, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next week, same time, and another great show coming up then. But with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.